What would you call this insect that you would find hovering around ponds and still water? It was rather long, and it would hover in one place.
Mosquito?
Yeah, I'm thinking of another kind. Don't you have a dragonfly?
No, I don't know nothing about the dragonfly.
Snake feeder?
Huh?
Snake feeder?
Snake feeder. Snake doctors? I've saw them.
What do they like?
They fly around over the waters, and they're little creek, they ain't very big. They got tall big wings. They flop around, go around. I don't know why they call them snake doctors.
About how long are they?
They ain't over that long.
About as long as your finger from...
Yeah.
Okay. That's about 3 inches long.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like a bat.
Well, what kind of insect will get in and eat your wool clothing?
Moth.
And what would you call a whole lot of them?
A whole lot of them? I'd call them a bit of them gonna eat up all your clothes if you didn't get rid of them. Tobacco would run them away. See, they multiply. And then get one moth in your drawer, in your closet, a year or two, he'll just get full of them. Eat up all the yarn stuff. They don't bother cutting good much. But all these carpets and rugs and things you pile away, they get in and just eat them up. You don't put something in there.
Do you have any other name for them?
No.
What's the kind of insect that will light up on a summer night?
Lightning bugs.
Well, what are some of the stinging insects that you have?
Well, we have the honeybee and the bumblebee and the wasp. They build nests all in your houses and about. Yellow jackets. They dig a hole in the ground and raise. I think they're kind of kin to the Japanese. They ain't numbered, there's so many of them. Are you getting a bunch of yellow jackets, now you're going to get stung all over before you can get away.